All right, we'll update the injuries. Tyvon Branch did not practice today. Jason Hunter did not practice. C.O. Moore was still limited. Lucas Nix was limited again. Jamaze Olawale was full. Tracy Porter was limited. Terrell Pryor was limited today in practice. And Menelik Watson did not practice. So that's the injury report. We had a good practice today. And we're excited about getting out and playing the Redskins glad to see that we got a sellout at home and excited about playing in front of our home crowd.
So Terrell passed the test yesterday, the second test.
Well, he's still got some
one more test.
Still some hurdles that he has to clear, but he was cleared to go ahead and non-contact practice, so he was able to get in there and practice some on a limited basis today.
Do you not know until Sunday, or will you know earlier about Terrell?
Well, my hope is that we're going to learn sooner rather than later. I mean, but it's really a process of, you know, when he passes all the tests and the doctors clear him for full participation, that's when we'll know whether or not he can play in the game or not.
So is he now essentially drawn even with Porter and you know, as far as
I don't know. He was limited. Those guys are probably one step further ahead in the process.
Okay.
All right. But I didn't know it was a race.
So if he is clear for contact, though, and tomorrow he will probably start on Sunday, that's more.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I don't want to speculate on where we're at. I've got to see when he gets cleared for contact and when he's able to, you know, fully participate in practice.
What were some of the things you have to do? Just throw the ball around, kind of jog up and down the field?
He got some reps.
Without a helmet?
With a helmet.
Or with the helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah. to get the running game going this week, what do you need to?
Well, we got to block. You know, I mean, we got to create some running seams and give our backs an opportunity to run the football. I mean, so, you know, we'll have a plan to do some different things to, you know, hopefully create some running seams for the backs. But really it comes down to, you know, winning the line of scrimmage. And if we win the line of scrimmage, we'll be able to run the ball effectively. If we're not, then, you know, it's hard to run when you don't win the line of scrimmage.
You said several times that Tony Pashos has come in and played well right away, but his numbers are pretty staggering in terms of pressures allowed. They're pretty low. Why does he fit this offense? What have you seen from him that's allowed him to be so successful?
He's played in the league a long time, and he's a real pro. He's prepared himself the right way. And, really it comes down to, you know, fundamentals and technique, and he stays between his guy and the quarterback. And that's, I mean, it's really as simple as that. I mean, I think sometimes we try to make this game too complicated. It's not that complicated, you know. You got a guy that you're supposed to block. You stay between him and the quarterback, and generally you're going to be all right.
Coach, what kind of challenge does their skill position players like Pierre Garçon and guys like that, what kind of challenge they present for you?
Well, they're a challenge. I think they're fast and they're athletic, and they do a good job of run after catch. You know, obviously Santana Moss has played in this league a long time. He does a really good job for him in the slot. You know, not just specifically the wide receivers, but when you look at their run game and what they're able to do in their run game with their backs, I think they're a well-balanced offense. They have the ability to throw the ball. They have the ability to run the ball. And, you know, again, like I said yesterday, we're going to have to be on our A game to win this game.
And Matt Barry, he threw yesterday, I would think. He's thrown for a few weeks.
Yeah, Matt's fine. Mm-hmm. Matt did another good job today, and if he's the guy that gets the call on Sunday, he'll be ready to go.